T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back to The Huddle. Mike, Max, Pete, Najarian, and a very special guest. Bart Trestman grew up here, played football here, went on to a storied career as a coach. Really took him all over the country. Been a head coach in the NFL, the CFL, won Grey Cups, the Bears, and everything else. And he's nice enough to spend some time with us this morning talking some football. Mark, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, Mike, Peter, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. And looking forward to catching up here.
Yeah, you know, let me ask you, this COVID thing, I know it falls under a category of, if you're a coach, of adversity and next man up and all those things. But take us behind the scenes a little bit, Mark. When you're coaching a team, a position coach, coordinator, or head coach, when adversity strikes you like this, what do you try to do to make guys forget that they're going through this adversity and focus on a game? How difficult is that dance right now?
Well, the big picture would be, in simple terms, is, you know, football is the greatest game going because it's a zero-sum game, and that means that somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose on every play. And with that, you're going to have adversity when you lose, and you're going to have to learn about humility when you win, because when you win, you find out it's not about you, it's about the interconnectivity of everybody involved. But, you know, adversity is an opportunity, and I think Peter would agree. He was through it as a player, and in his lifetime, we all have that. It's an opportunity to grow, to learn more about yourself on a day-to-day basis, and to learn more about your team. So, you know, the buy-in comes in when there's peer-to-peer accountability within the team, that everybody recognizes that they're interconnected, that they have each other's back. And, you know, it's just working through the daily process of trying to find out more about yourself, and the long journey of trying to find out the kind of team that you really have. And, of course, in the NFL, winning and losing is really what it's all about. But what goes into it is daily coping with it not going your way. And when it's COVID, it's not really going your way or anybody's way. And hopefully the health and safety of the players and their families and coaches are the number one priority, however it's dealt with. And along the way, you're going to experience success, and with that success, you have to remind yourself that it's not about you, it's about all the people throughout the organization, from the janitors to the head coach to the quarterback and owners and everybody in between that goes into the process of winning.
Pete?
Mark, I got to tell you, it's such a pleasure to have you on, and we go way, way, way back, and you, there's so many connections. By the way, I unfortunately had to face more adversity than I ever wanted, Maxie, when I was playing for the Gophers.
That's why you've done so well in the financial world.
I got to tell you, it's a very humbling thing at times, but to Mark's point, it makes the reward so much better. You know, as a guy who went 1-10 one year with the Gophers, and then we turned it around a couple years later with Lou Holtz and went to a bowl game and beat Clemson, you know, I appreciated that moment more than anybody, probably me and the guys who'd been there when we were 1-10. So that adversity is always something that it certainly is a big part of things. But Mark, I'm curious about this. I know that you and Tony Dungy at times were roommates on the road when you were playing at the University of Minnesota. And I'm curious, Bob Stein was with us last week. I think you guys are pretty friendly and know each other, but he's now going into the Hall of Fame. What did you learn from Tony, and did you have a relationship with Bob? I know Tony, you know, is just an amazing gentleman. He really is. And I think you think the world of him as well, but between he and Tom Moore? I know I'm bringing up a lot of names, but I'm sure a lot of these names were very influential for you.
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, growing up, Bob was, you know, was all about Hank Stram and Bob playing for Kansas City. That's what I remember. And Bob was a mentor in terms of me going to the university and what the university would bring to my life. So I owe Bob a lot, and we stayed in touch throughout the years and consider him a friend. As far as Tony goes, we've obviously had, you know, we were around each other a lot during our years at Minnesota, and Tom Moore was our coach. He recruited both of us. So everybody knows or should know that Tom was Archie Manning's coach during the time at Indy, and Tom was Tony's coordinator. But, you know, when you look back at your life, you begin to see in your narrative the people that influenced you. And, you know, Tony was one of those people because he was ahead of his time as a 19 and 20 year old. He was even keeled. He was emotionally intelligent, extremely bright, strong-willed. And, you know, I always remind people that he wasn't just a great coach, but he was a great quarterback in the Big Ten. I think he led the Big Ten in passing with Tom as our coordinator one of those years. So, you know, Tony is just, you know, consistently, I think consistency is the best way to describe him. Ultimately humble, very gifted in his ability to communicate to everybody on any level, and just a great human being. And watching him as a father of multiple children, and how he and his wife Laura have handled their life along the way, and the adversity that they've had, as well as the success, is something we all can be proud of.
Mark, you know, you use that word emotional intelligence. Mark Trestman is our guest, and you look at young quarterbacks, and you know, the Vikings will face one tomorrow, and Justin Fields. Kirk Cousins is a veteran quarterback. You go through this December thing. What does emotional intelligence mean at the quarterback position, and how quickly into a career can you tell if someone has it or doesn't have it, whatever that it is, to be an NFL quarterback?
Yeah, well, the it factor is Justin Herbert, and we all see that. It's really apparent when we watch the tape. He's able to self-regulate and stay calm. He's got nerves of steel. He's able to be functionally intelligent, which means, in my eyes, you know, the game slows down. He can manage the chaos and make good decisions when, you know, there's 11 guys trying to knock him down, basically. I think that's a great example of emotional intelligence, just being even-keeled and consistent, and be able to handle the noise, not just on game day for the 3 or 3.5 hours, but during the week. You know, they don't win them all, and they haven't won them all in L.A., and they haven't lost them all. And somewhere there, he consistently has a humble way of representing himself, being the face of the organization. So I think that's a really, really good example. And, you know, I think Kirk Cousins is a great example of consistency, you know, in terms of how he's managed and handles his career. And, you know, I look at the NFL as a 58+2 game. You know, the last 2 minutes, you know, probably 65% to 75% of the time, games are decided there. And this is where quarterbacks are really in a position to, you know, make their team, you know, something special and make them special in their own right. So that's kind of where I look at emotional intelligence, being able to manage the highs and lows, stay even keeled, and be consistent in how you handle yourself.
Mark, as a coach, you have an unbelievable career when you look at all the different stops along the way, like so many other coaches. But one of the stops that you had along the way was with the Raiders. And 2001, 2002, an absolute turnaround, and led the NFL in total offense. But you also had a quarterback there who you, I think, brought to the next level. Talk a little bit about Rich Gannon and what you did with him. He became the MVP of the league, guys. I mean, that's just it's extraordinary.
Well, I was just proud and privileged to you know, to coach Rich. He was the master at ultimate, and you can see it in his work today. I think we all see it, and I think we all should be really proud of what Rich is doing with his career now. He is full of great content, preparation, study, his ability to communicate. You know, a lot of quarterbacks sit in the front of the room, and most of them have during my career. Rich sat in the back of the room, and he was the guy who watched everybody and really was the sergeant of arms to make sure everybody was paying attention. And we were just able to, you know, with Bill Callahan as the head coach at the time in 2002, you know, we decided we were going to throw the ball to win, although a couple of games we actually ran it more than 60 times to win. But we decided that with the offensive line we had, that it was easier to throw it and win with the team that we had. And Rich, through his preparation, his attention to detail, his toughness, his courage, and his, you know, with all great quarterbacks, they are accurate. And Rich was naturally accurate. He was just in the right place. I was in the right place at the right time to coach him. And I think together, in some sense, we were kind of a perfect storm, kind of rehabbing our careers and knowing that, you know, what was important now was just giving it everything we had. And we had great talent around us, and Tim Brown and Jerry Rice, they were older. We had Garner. We had a great offensive line and good defense. So it kind of all came together at the right time. But Rich was the mastermind and the master impetus behind it. And I'm just was so proud to have coached him and proud to watch him and his family over the years.
Mark, you know, you mentioned offensive line, and the Vikings have been doing kind of a not by committee, but I mean, it's cut and paste this year because they draft the number one guy. He's been in and out, Christian Darrisaw. They like what they see. Then they change one part, so they got to move it all around. What can you do as a coach if you feel that your offensive line, say, is average at best? What can you do to scheme around that if you're, you know, you've got a lot of moving parts and whatnot in the trenches there? What can a coordinator do to try to negate that?
Yeah, well, I think that's a great question. And one of the things I found that the teams that really play well in December are teams where offensive lines have been together the longest through the year because they've learned to work together. This is an incredible masterpiece that offensive linemen, you know, have to put together. The continuity that's involved, as Peter knows, you know, knowing the game the way he does. But, you know, there's ways to incorporate extra protectors and still get people out. And, you know, 6-inch steps matters. I always said that, you know, football is not just blocking and tackling. It's a complex science that coaches have to make simple so players can go out and do things, you know, almost without thinking about them, you know, as they play each play in the milliseconds of each and every play. But as a coach, I think it's, you know, as much as you can, it's just simplify the nuances and make each player understand that their 6-inch step is critical to protecting the quarterback. And the most important thing that a line does is if they can allow a quarterback to complete a throwing motion, there's a pretty good chance that the quarterbacks at this level will complete the ball.
Mark, one last question. I know we're pushing up against time, but I'm just curious, and I'm sure other people are as well. You're such an intelligent guy, and you put your words together so well. Tell people what you're up to right now, because you're not involved in football right this moment. Tell everybody what you're up to.
Well, not being involved in football wasn't by choice. You know, I was enjoying being the general manager and the head coach down at Tampa in the XFL, and I did that kind of as a buffer between NFL stops, and I was hoping to get back in the NFL, and when that didn't happen last year, I had been on the advisory board of the University of Miami School of Law, where I went to law school, and they asked me if I had a gap in time where I could teach a leadership course, which I think all universities kind of say they're doing, but they're not really doing. And the most important thing we can do in any profession that we're in is to develop leaders. I think that this is because of the hyperconnectivity, and Peter, you know this better than anybody, of information and the hyperconnectivity that our world has right now. Everybody has access to the information, you know, therefore everybody can lead. And so because everybody can lead regardless of their role, you know, everybody needs to learn that and find the leader within them. So we inaugurated last year virtually a leadership course, which I called Playbook on Leadership in the Law, and it was a phenomenal experience. I built a locker room with some assistants and some great, you know, law students, some MBA students, and it was such a worthy time to be able to, you know, be a part of what I called our locker room, not being able to coach football. And they asked me this year to do it again and lengthen the credits and do it on campus. So I'm going to do that. And hopefully there'll be a football opportunity involved. But if not, there's certainly a lot of satisfaction in the job that I have right now down at the University of Miami School of Law.
Mark, great stuff as always, and I'd love to take that class, man. I'd love to sit in. And,
me too.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, and maybe one day we'll go down there, Pete. We will. But Mark, appreciate it very much, and you're one of those great slices of Minnesota that we love staying in touch with.
Absolutely.
Well, Mike, I'm
thanks,
really
Mark.
Proud to have been on tonight. Appreciate it. And Peter, please say hello to John and all the best to your wonderful family, and happy holidays to everybody back home.
Really you appreciate bet. It. Thanks.
Mark Trestman, nice enough to join us. Great stuff. And
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.